Okay, good evening, everybody. So today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Siman Shin Hey, and we are doing Se'ifim Ches Tes Yud Aleph. This is on page 190. Page 190, which is Tzadi Hey Amid Beis. Yeah. So we are again continuing to discuss what an animal is and is not allowed to go out with, or what you're allowed to let your animal go out with and not go out with on Shabbos. But today we're going to, instead of discussing those things that are a masui, we're going to discuss two new factors that come up. One is a factor of how much of a tircha it is to outfit your animal in something. A person is not supposed to do tircha yaseira on Shabbos. And the other factor is the mukta factor, that one is not supposed to be mishtamish bebalei chayim, so you're not supposed to lean on your animal or handle your animal too much. So those are the factors that we take into account right now, more than the shvisas behema hotza'a factors that we've been discussing up until this point. So it's got, in halacha, it's not really at all the same topic. It's but thematically, it's the same topic because we're talking about animals. So we talk about other things that relate to animals on Shabbos. So says the Shulchan Aruch Siv Ches. You're allowed to put this large saddle on an animal, on a donkey, on Shabbos, because the donkey gets very cold and this keeps it warm. As long as you don't tie it on, because if you tie it onto the animal, you have to get very close to the animal, you end up leaning on the animal, and then you're mishtamish bali chayim. That's a mukta problem. On a horse which doesn't get so cold, it's not such a cold animal, also litain of mardas klal, then it does not justify the tircha of putting on the mardas, because the animal's not in tsar, it's not so cold. Only a donkey gets so cold. So for the tsar bali chayim of the donkey, you're allowed to be matriach yourself to put on this mardas. Ula hasir mardas b'shabbos. What about removing the mardas on Shabbos? So bein min hachamor, bein min asus, asir. Whether it's from a donkey or whether it's from a horse, it's asir, kivin de lasei tsarim lo yisirena. Because there is no tsar for the animal if you leave it on more than the animal needs it on. It's just a tainug if you take it off. It's like a burden off its back, so it's a little bit of a tainug. But that doesn't justify the tircha. In order for you to be matriach yourself on Shabbos, there better be tsar bali chayim involved. If it's just a tainug for the animal, that doesn't justify the tircha. V'ukaf asur bein litol bein laniach, bein lechamar bein lasus. And a regular saddle, you're not allowed to put on or take off for a donkey or for a horse, because it doesn't alleviate any tsar, a regular saddle. It doesn't warm up the animal. Even a donkey, which is very cold, doesn't get warmed up too much from an ukaf. So let's see the Mishra Berurah of Kamal Chavtes. Mutalitein mardas, haynu shalalas yisur shusam kim shiya b'chatzer. We're not even talking about going out into Rosh Hashanah. We're just talking about even just being in the chatzer, because this has nothing to do with hotza'ah. It's got nothing to do with shvisas be'ema. This is just about how much of a tircha you're allowed to burden yourself with on Shabbos. Mipnei atzina, haynu d'mishum zelo chayshinu l'tircha d'shabbos. Since the animal is freezing cold and it's a tsar for the animal, we're less concerned about your tircha on Shabbos if it's serving a purpose of alleviating the animal's tsar. But shaloyik sharenu, you're not allowed to tie it on. Haynu afil b'kesher sheino shal kayama. And that's not because of the malach of kosher. Even if it's a kesher sheino shal kayama, it's because you're going to get too close to the animal, you're going to lean on the animal, and you're going to mishtamish b'alei chayim. Obviously, if you're tying with a kesher shal kayama, that's a malach of da'oraisa. That there's nothing to talk about. Also, litein alav, mishum davi tircha shalo l'tzorech. A horse, you're not allowed to put this mardas on, because that's a tircha for no reason. Vayim be'aragrash ha'kosuv dildas rashi, gamal asus v'chein l'chol be'emos, mutu litein mardas b'chatzer. However, the Biragra writes that according to Shitas Rashi, you're allowed to put a mardas on a horse and other animals in a chatzer. Degam lehem yesh tzar tzino mo lachimim, because they also have tzar. It's not only the donkey that has tzar from the cold. This is all just, this whole discussion is when it's under normal weather conditions. But if it's freezing cold and you see that the cold is damaging to the horse, or it's the summertime and there are flies all over the place and mosquitoes that are damaging and annoying to the horse, then for sure you're allowed to put protective clothing on the horse the logar mechamar, because then the horse is no worse than a donkey. But you still need to be mindful not to lean on the animal at the time that you're covering it up, because that you still have to worry about being mishtamish bebal chai. Ulahasi merdas, as far as removing the merdas, tavi tircha shelo letzorech, which is an unnecessary tircha, vafilim kvar nischam mali de masui shen nasa mi bod yom, even if the animal has already been warmed up, carrying this from carrying a burden from before Shabbos, to remove the merda'as is unnecessary. Ubein minasus, ayin veralacha, bein litol, atam kanal, linir merda'as, umashkasa bein laniach, atam dekevedeinu mechamim, rakmat, havitircha shelo letzorech. We said to take it off is the same reason that there's an issue to take off the merda'as. It's an unnecessary tircha. And we says, bein lahaniach, to put it on, it's because it's not, it only warms up the animal a little bit, and therefore that's a tircha shelo letzorech. It's an unnecessary tircha. Siftas. Ukav shal gabei achamor shabamin aderech min siyageh v'tzorech lasiru l'tzanino. If you have a donkey that's overheated from schlepping things, just came from a long trip, and it's got a saddle on its back, and we want to take it off to cool off the donkey, lo yithlanu biyadu, you're not allowed to remove it by hand, ela matir achevel mitachtov malicho mavio b'chatzar v'unofel me'elav. What you should do is just untie the buckle that's holding the saddle on the bottom, and let the animal walk around the chatzar, and then the memela, the saddle is going to fall off on its own, and that's the way to remove it. Says the Mishmur of Karan Lam Vav, lo yithlanu biyadu, diafti yesh la'chamar oneg basaraso, even though the chamar or enjoys removing it, but it doesn't suffer from you not taking it off, and therefore it's going to be asr to take it off because it's an unnecessary tircha. We already said this in the previous sif, but we only repeat it now because over here it gives the eitzah to just unbuckle it and let it walk around. The idea that you're not allowed to take it off, we already mentioned in the previous sif. This sif introduces, so what do you do to get it off? So you just unbuckle it, you let it walk around. See if you'd. Ein tol nechamor traskol, pirish klisha l'rava klufa mechusa ba'or, betzavaru, liten ma'cholo betocho, sheyocho misham. You should not hang a feeding bag off of the neck of the animal to make it easier for the animal to just eat out of the basket that's hanging off of its mouth, rather than having to bend down. That's just an extra convenience for the animal. You're not allowed to be matriach yourself just to add that level of convenience to the animal. However, if you have animals that have very short necks where leaning down all the way to the ground to eat is a real tsar, then you could have their feeding basket hanging off their neck as long as you do it in the chatzar. They can't go out beyond the chatzar with it. Siv katan lamed zayin bitzavaro dekol midi sheinu el letanug lebehema havitircha shel tzarech v'asar. As we said, anything that's only for the enjoyment of the behema is an unnecessary tircha and is asar. Ein yotzin bo afilu malutali alin mibod yom davi masui. Even if it was already hanging on the animal's neck from before Shabbos, it's still a masui, so the animal's not allowed to go out with it. Sif yir aleph lo yetze asus biznav shul shatol beninav shul tishol bo ayin hara. The horse is not allowed to go out with the fox's tail hanging between its eyes that they used to do to ward off ayin hara. V'lo b'zahorish osim lo l'noi, nor with the red string that they would hang on it for beauty purposes. V'lo izim b'kisha b'dadeim shekoshim osim shlo yisar tu dadeim b'kotzim. Goats can't go out with the protective gear around their udders to protect them from thorns and things like that. V'lo para b'chasom shebepia shechos b'pia shlo tir b'stos acherim. A cow cannot go out with a muzzle that prevents it from eating in other people's fields. V'lo kol b'ema b'sandal shenolim b'raglea shlo tinagef. No animal can go out with the special shoes that it has in order that it shouldn't get damaged, that it shouldn't get harmed. Aval yotze beged shegabei maka, but it may go out with a bandage on a wound, ubekashkashim shal gabei ashever, or the splints on a broken bone, on a broken limb. What are kashkashim? What are splints? It's a board of wood that's tied around the broken limb to keep it straight. And placenta that's half hanging out, it's allowed to go out with as well. Upokek zuk shebetzavaru mitayel b'b'chatzer. You could plug up the bell around its neck so that it doesn't ring, it doesn't make a sound, and walk around with it in the chatzer. Aval lo teitzei b'l Rosh Hashanah. But we cannot go out to the Rosh Hashanah like that. Afal pishu pakuk, even though the bell is plugged up. Beinim hu b'tzavaru, beinim imhu b'ksusa. Whether that bell is on its neck or whether that bell is in its clothing. Says the Mishurub Biznav Shuel, so we said the fox's tail that they would have to ward off Ayin Hara. But Kalei Luatam, the reason that an animal is not allowed to go out with any of these things, it doesn't really serve to protect anything, and therefore it's just a masui. As opposed to the shoe, the exception that is the shoe on the animal, where the concern is not that it's not a shmira, the concern is that it might fall off and you'll come to carry it. And also the protective gear on the udder of the goat, the concern over there is also that it's tied on somewhat loosely, might fall off, and you might come to carry it. If you have a horseshoe that's nailed into the animal's foot, that's not a problem, because that is not going to fall off. You're not going to come to carry it because it's nailed into the animal. That's not the kind of shoe we're talking about over here. And then we said a bell that's plugged up, a pokek. That has to be that you plug up the inside of the bell so that the doesn't ding or whatever, doesn't make a sound, because otherwise it would be a violation of mashmiya kol to have an animal walk around ringing a bell. You can't go out with the animal with that bell on it, because it makes it look like you're going out to the marketplace to sell. So it sounds like animals where that would not be a concern, because it doesn't. No one goes out with cats and birds with bells on them to sell them. So bezug mutter kishapakuk. Then it would be mutter to go out with those types of animals if the bell is plugged up. The smag sounds like, no, even those animals that don't make it look like you're going to the market to sell them, even they're us, because it's a masui. The bell is a masui. This is a very important line in the Mishabur in terms of coming out with the klal that emerges from all these si'ifim. Anything that we said that the reason the animal is not allowed to go out with it is because it's a masui and it's a violation of shvisas behema, b'chatzar v'afilu meinu reves. It is allowed to go in the chatzar because even if it's a chatzar sheinu mureves. Ulin in karmelis, and as far as the karmelis is concerned, yesh deos bein achronim. There's a machlokas achronim whether it can go out into a karmelis. Yesh matirim v'yesh osrim. Some are matir and some aser. Ulin in rishas ram shalanu b'vaday yesh lizar. As far as our rishas rams are concerned, we should definitely be careful that it doesn't go out with these items. The yesh possess safik yisr Torah, because that's a safik yisr Torah. So that's category one. Category one are things that the animal's not allowed to go out with because it's a masoi. So those types of things, that applies in Rosh Hasharabim and Machlokas, whether it applies in a Karmelis. Then there is a category of items that the animal can't go out with because we're afraid it might fall off and the Bailim is going to come to carry it. So then everyone would agree that you're not even allowed to go to a Karmelis with it. And then there's a third category, things that the animal's not allowed to go out with because it makes it look like you're going to the market to sell. Even in a mavoy that has an eruv, it's going to be asur, because it's a fairly public place. Okay, and therefore there are going to be enough people that think you're going out to the market. B'ksusa osa l'susim mi'ilim shalo yitanfu. Ksusa means they would make certain clothing for horses so that they don't get dirty. So let's review what we learned today. We said that you're allowed to be matriach to put something on an animal in order to alleviate tsar, but not to give the animal ta'anug, and you have to also be careful not to lean on the animal. Then we said you can't remove a saddle because it's a tircha, and if it's just for the sake of the oneg of the animal, we don't allow that. So you should just unbuckle it and let it fall off on its own. Then we said you can only be matriach yourself to hang a feeding basket on an animal if the animal has a short neck, and it would be a big tsar for the animal to eat off the ground. And then we said that an animal cannot go out with something that does not protect it, or that might fall off and that you'll come to carry it. And then we summarized at the end that there are three categories of things that an animal may not go out with. Category one is a masui, and that applies in Rosh Hashanah and perhaps a karmelis as well. Category two is something that might fall off. That applies for sure even in a karmelis, both in Rosh Hashanah and a karmelis. And category three is something that looks like you're bringing it out to sell. And that applies not only in Rosh Hashanah, not only in a karmelis, but even in a mavi that has an eruv, because it's a public enough place that people are going to suspect that you're bringing it out to sell it. But tomorrow night, same time, same place, we'll pick up with Si'ifim Yud Beis through whatever, through Yud Zayin, I guess. Have a wonderful evening.